T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Monday!
Monday!
Good morning, old friend.
It is time once again.
The only cure I know for the Monday blues is...
A favorite show.
My favorite show!
Ah, oh, these guys.
They're bad, but that's okay because they make me laugh.
And that's what really matters, right?
Yes, and apparently
it's showtime.
Actually, what happens here is we just sort of entertain each other, and if anybody else is entertained, then all the better.
Yeah, yeah. We kind of hope for the best.
That's just so. It's just sort of how we do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, good morning to you. Welcome to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Starting another day. Oh my goodness! I have readjusted my adjustable bed somehow in an unfavorable position.
Grandpa threw out his hip.
Hey, let me tell you, here's when you injure yourself sleeping, you know you're getting old.
Yeah.
You've got issues when you've injured yourself sleeping or sitting. Which frankly happens to me frequently. So, you know, it's not like I'm trying to hide it or anything. It's all true. Welcome to the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Let's get this party started. Good morning to you from the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. And in case you're wondering, today is Monday.
Oh, a new week and a new... No, it's not a new month. I don't know what day it is.
We just need a new year.
I know. We need to write this one off, that's for sure. Looking at your odds and ends, I know I tell you this every Monday, but the stats are amazing. 1.9 million additional Americans filed for unemployment last week. That's now over 42 million people unemployed in the U.S. Now, there was a spike up in jobs added and in the employment rate.
But as low as we are now, it's kind of like, well, we're so far in this hole.
And there, of course, everybody's just groping for some good news. And there's some good news out there to be had. 84% of Americans are hoping for another stimulus check. Keep dreaming, people. It's not going to happen. You're not going
to
get another stimulus
check.
You're not. It's not going to happen. You're not going to get the $1,000 a month or whatever. None of that's going to happen. Just settle in. You ain't getting any more. The property damage in Minneapolis from the George Floyd protests, it's been totaled up. From the looting and damage, estimated $55 million and growing. They still haven't gotten the final number on that yet. Looters recently stormed a furniture store in Philadelphia. The Eagles fans cleaned out the store except for one item. Everything in the store was gone except this one item.
And what was
that? A Dallas Cowboys recliner.
Nobody
was left behind.
Smart. Nobody likes the Cowgirls.
Yeah. And Joe Exotic's legal team is planning to appeal a court decision that gives Carol Baskin control of his Oklahoma zoo in order to settle a judgment against him. We'll see how that goes.
Well,
I heard they're going to keep the it's going to be called the Tiger King Zoo, which I wonder how she feels about that.
Well,
I can't imagine her going for that.
Did you see the judge down there saying that the will of her late husband was forged?
Mm-hmm. But it's too it's past the... Whatever it is, the point trial.
Of statute of limitations.
Yeah. Thank you, Dale. There's the answer.
But at the same time, then she's at a moral dilemma where nobody will trust her. Nobody, you know, granted, nobody trusts her now, I don't think.
She killed her husband.
Correct. Absolutely. No doubt. But it goes back to if she's smart, which I think she is, she's got away with all this, she'll keep that Tiger King name on that zoo because that's what's going to draw her and her people.
Oh, of course she is. She'll let somebody else manage it.
I wonder about her time management, though, because orchestrating a huge cover-up takes time and effort.
Yes. So,
you know what I'm saying?
The moment in the episode in Tiger King when she was sitting in the golf cart and facing the guy at the camera and talked about, what did I do, chop up the body, and she was laughing and burying it and all this, I was like, God, she did it.
Yes, you probably did. Yes, you probably did. Finally, here's where a looter gets looted.
Okay.
Karma. I'm telling you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what karma is? In New York City, a looter recently stole a $1,500 iMac computer before two other looters snatched it from him. The looter was running out of an Apple store with the computer during a protest when the two men grabbed him, punched him, and took the computer and ran off with it.
Wow.
Instant karma.
Yeah, instant karma. New Country 93.1, The Wolf. It's the Wake Up with the Wolf show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, Chase, good morning to you.
Hello.
Hey.
There's going to be a lot of money talk this morning for a number of reasons, because Forbes magazine has this list of the highest paid people in the world and all that.
Dale O'Brien, number three.
Yeah.
I want to get your thoughts on this one here. This is an interesting way to look at this. Jeff Bezos, those of you who don't know, is the CEO of Amazon. He created Amazon as a bookstore out of his own garage and has created this company that is a multinational, multi-international corporation that is into more than just books and stuff they sell. They're into artificial intelligence. They're one of the top five tech companies in the world right now. It's amazing what it became. And people are now slamming Bezos for only donating $125 million. The story from the Washington Post, which is owned by Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, by the way. That's one of the things he's into. He owns the Washington Post, one of the biggest and most respected newspapers in the United States. They criticized him yesterday for only donating $100 million to Feeding America and $25 million to other charities in the state of Washington. These were not national charities. These were charities in his own home state. The paper says Bezos' donations are the equivalent of the average family donating $85. Jeff is worth $143 billion. Now, my question to you two, and I'll give you my two cents on this too. Do you agree with this sort of analogy? And does Jeff Bezos deserve to be hammered for only donating $100 million to Feeding America and $25 million to other charities in the state? Annie, go.
Okay, so here's my thoughts. Once you put that whole $85 family thing out there, I maybe can see where some of that anger fuels from. But at the same time, it's this guy's money. He could do whatever he wants to with it. And the fact that he even decided to donate some of it, and even over $1 million worth of it, to these is better than nothing. Why are you not mad at these other celebrities who are making millions and billions of dollars and not doing anything with it to help the greater good? You know, I'm not a big Bezos fan, but at the same time, it's money. It's his decision.
Okay. All right. Chase, you?
I agree with her 100%, but what disturbs me the most out of that, somebody within Jeff Bezos' own ranks that he owns is beating him up.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? I own the Washington Post, and yet they're beating me up right now.
Yeah.
You know, people hating on Jeff Bezos. Now, there are many reasons why you may be hating on Jeff Bezos, and some of those reasons may be only known to you or a few other people. But here's a man who embodies, in my mind, the American dream and the, you know, and all this of creating your own business. Started in his garage. He was driving an old beat up Camry, started selling books out of his garage. It was a one man operation. His wife would occasionally help him, but he packed the books up and shipped them off, and look what he's created. And as Annie pointed out, he may have only donated that, you know, when you compare what he donated to what he takes in, but $100 million to feed America is $100 million to feeding America. Think what they can do with $100 million. And if somebody like Jeff Bezos had not donated $100 million, who's going to do it?
And
yeah,
exactly. That's $100 million more than what they had.
And an additional $25 million to other charities. And who's to say that he won't donate more money?
Exactly. It's like it's a one-time, that's it forever kind of thing. You know, it's just, it's crazy.
So I don't think it's very fair to draw that comparison. The fact is, he helped the charities.
Correct.
Yeah.
A great deal. Imagine being a charity and somebody comes to you and says, "Here's $100 million." I mean,
that's,
you know,
not enough.
Yeah. Is Feeding America the ones complaining? No, it's Washington Post.
No,
wants to run their mouth.
You don't hear Feeding America complaining. You're absolutely right. Anyway, what are your thoughts? You can post them up if you'd like. New Country 93.1 The Wolf, Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase, thanks for listening. Thanks for having The Wolf on. Annie's got the good news story. What do you got, Annie?
So there was a Played Against Sports in the La Mesa Shopping Center out in California, and it was destroyed.
Love Play It Again Sports. Love them.
I do, too. It was destroyed last Saturday during some riots, set on fire, got looted, of course. And the owner literally sat there and watched as this peaceful protest turned to this crazy destructive chaos. And they took that moment that they could loot and vandalize, and they literally, he watched them shatter the front glass of his store with his own baseball bats and merchandise. And the next day he came to, you know, clean up, and he showed up to hundreds of people helping him clean up the mess and try to get back on his feet. And he said, then the next thing you know, the unthinkable happened. There was a young man who approached him and said he needed to make things right. And so he goes, "Hey, man, can I talk to you outside?" And so Jeff was like, "Yeah, let's go out there." And he said, "I feel horrible. I was not part of the rioting, but I did go into your store and I did take things." And Jeff says, "Well, he gave me back a couple softball bats and a big bag full of stuff from Sally's Beauty that's like right down next door." He said, "I just felt so bad about the whole thing." He said, "That's not who I am." And Jeff was like, "Yeah, man, I forgive you. And, you know, I've made bad choices, especially when I was young. And you made a bad choice, but now you're making a good choice." So
nice.
It's one of those things that, oh, gosh. And sometimes it really does pay to be nice. And clearly he wasn't even angry. That's a good, forgiving man right there that could look at that guy who came up to him and was like, I did wrong to you and I want to make it right.
You know what else I draw from that story is was it a young man who
yes,
came back?
Yeah. Up?
That boy, that young man, was probably raised right. He had a conscience that bothered him so badly for being involved in that he took that stuff back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that, I think that says something not just about him probably, but about his parents too.
That or his mama saw he came home with all that stuff and said, "You don't take that stuff right back right now, I'm going to whoop your butt."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you may be right. And by the way, Play It Again Sports, if you like patronizing a local place, Play It Again Sports is a franchise, and it is always owned by someone local. So it is a local hometown business that's run and owned by your neighbor.
My thrifty husband loves his Play It Again Sports golf clubs.
I'm right there with him. I have a set of great golf clubs that I bought at Play It Again Sports. And parents, if it's new to you and you have young children who are starting to play sports, this is turning into a commercial for Play It Again Sports. I can't believe
it. I was going to say hashtag not an ad.
Yeah, not an ad. It's not, but if you, but kids try things and don't like it, I want to play T-ball. I want to play T-ball. I want to play T-ball. Okay, for God's sakes, play T-ball. So you get the T-ball stuff and they play, you know, three games and go, "This sucks. I hate it. I'm not going to play it." You're not out a bunch of money. You save a lot of money by doing that. So anyway, but back to that kid. I think it says a lot about him and his parents. Good story. New Country 93.1, The Wolf. It's Monday.
Yeah.
They come around quick, don't they? What happened to the weekend? I thought we just started. It's weird. All right. I have a list here from Forbes magazine of the most highly paid entertainers this year.
Okay.
These are staggering numbers, people. These are ridiculously staggering numbers. I'm going to go backwards. I'll start at number 10 and go to number 1. I want you guys to think about who might be in the top 5. When I get there, I'm going to ask you your predictions of who may be in the top 5. So you'll have a minute to think about it. Number 10, Dwayne "The Rock" Johnson. $87.5 million this past year alone. That's not his net worth.
Hmm.
He made $87.5 million last year. LeBron James, $88.2 million. Howard Stern, $90 million. Neymar, who is a soccer star, $95.5 million. Tyler Perry, the actor and movie producer, $97 million. I got to be honest with you, man. That boggles my mind because, man, a couple of those movies, they sucked.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Lionel Messi, who is a huge soccer star, made $104 million last year. We're into the top 5 now. That was number 5.
Okay.
Number 4, before I get to number 4, each of you give me somebody you think is in the top 5 now. Now
Bezos.
All right, Jeff Bezos. These are entertainers.
Oh.
Oprah. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to think. Who's the lady that plays on Saturday Night Live, the real funny one? A blonde hair. Plays in the new Ghostbusters. I always forget her name.
Yeah, same here, and I know her face. I'm looking at her in my mind.
Well, that one, yeah. Dale.
Okay, all right, no, her. All right, Annie, you?
I don't know.
Right. Bezos. Number 4. Number four is Cristiano Ronaldo. He's a huge soccer player, $105 million. He's also basically a model. I mean, this dude is, he has his own line of clothing and all this other kind of stuff. He makes a lot of money off of endorsements as well. Roger Federer, the tennis stud, is $106 million he made last year.
Wow.
Number two is Kanye West, who did $170 million last year. And at number one, this is mind-boggling to me for someone who has made a living out of just being famous. Kylie Jenner is number one, $590 million she took in last year off of a brand that was basically created in the beginning by Ryan Seacrest. He's the guy who designed that show and gave them that. His production company produced that show. She rode that thing into a empire.
Mm-hmm.
Clothing, makeup, all this other kind of stuff that she sells, did $590 million.
And she literally does nothing.
Yeah, she runs this business, of course, but I don't know any of the details, but that is a staggering number right there. Just outside the top 10, Angelina Jolie came in. She only made $35.5 million last year. She's taking it easy. You know what I mean?
Only,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Underachiever. And there were some other soccer players on there. Other interesting people on there is Sofia Vergara, $43 million. And by the way, she earned half of that from endorsements and licensing.
Sofia Vergara.
Yeah, there you go. So don't you find those numbers just unbelievable? And I'm going to tell you something. With everything that's happened with the COVID and all this other kind of stuff, it, to me, if I were the movie studios, I'd be going, hey, Dwayne, no more $20 million to do a movie. How about $2
million? Yeah.
Okay? There are no, the theaters have closed. We've got theaters closed. We're going straight to streaming. A lot of things have changed here. We're not paying you that. So what's he going to do? Okay, I'm not going to be famous or make movies anymore. No, I'm not going to take your money. Well, if all the studios go, we're not paying $20 million for a movie anymore, then everybody's going to go, well, okay, I guess, yep, I'll take that then.
Yep. Right.
I just think that's going to be the case. There's not going to be any more $20 and $30 million for one actor for making a movie. It's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. I mean, Dwayne Johnson still, when you boil this down, is still the number one most highly paid movie star in the world, Dwayne Rock Johnson. Unbelievable. Wake Up with the Wolf Show, Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. You've heard this saying all your life. Good guys finish last.
Uh-huh, of course.
Nice, yes, guys finish last, mm-hmm, you know?
Yeah.
Do you think that's true? Do you think that's still true? I'm going to give you the results of a survey here in just a second about how many people say that nice guys, okay, finish last. But do you think that's true? Nice guys finish last. Let's start from the female perspective. Annie, what is it about women and bad boys and all this other kind of stuff? Explain.
I don't know, because I have dated quite a few, but I also think it was trickery. They're normally the smooth talkers. They're the ones that make you think all these wonderful things about them, and then you're invested with them, and boom, it's like a flip of a switch, and right, they're just this terrible human being, and so you're like, okay, well, now I'm with this guy. He's kind of a bad boy. I don't know. I've never looked at a guy like, ooh, you've been to jail? Ooh, yeah, let me be a part of that. No.
Oh, you got assless chaps? Heck yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, baby. So do you agree that nice guys seem to finish last? Whether you believe it or not, do you think that is actually what's happening?
I guess I'm going to go a little deeper and say, what do we determine as last? Because my husband's a nice guy, and I'm not trying to throw him under the bus here, but I was his first girlfriend / his only wife, and that didn't happen until he was 24.
You were his first girlfriend?
Yeah, and you know what? We've been in the same schools our whole life or whatever. Didn't even realize we lived right down the street from each other. And I said, what is it? I was like, who'd you like in middle school or high school? Like, maybe I know him. Who was your crush? He goes, I'd look at a girl, think she was pretty, she'd open her mouth, and I'd be like, nope, not interested.
Huh.
Yeah.
Interesting. Oh.
And so I don't think he finished last. He's married. He was married and had a kid before most of his friends. So I think nice guys sometimes can finish first. You just got to find the right girl.
Okay.
Nationally speaking, 25% of people say nice guys finish last. 38% say they don't. And the rest just aren't sure. Men are more likely than women to believe nice guys finish last. 28% of men say it's true. Versus 21% of women. But
yeah,
as a guy, Chase, do you feel like as a nice guy, that you got the shaft a fair amount of times because you were the nice guy.
Yeah, that was me all during high school. That happened.
There you go.
I was the nice guy. I was the considered guy. I got made fun of.
You probably also came off a little creepy, because anytime I think back to my dating life where I'd be talking to one guy that's like, eh, he's not the greatest for me, and the other one would be like super sweet, I'd be like, well, he's kind of weird.
Yeah, I guess
so. Oh, geez. There's a whole new wrinkle.
They probably looked at me and said, man, this guy right here just came out of his astronomy class and going to do the morning announcements. He is serene. Always the first one to lunch, though.
Yep, that's right. Yeah, hey, you might have been a nice guy, but you were no dummy.
Yeah.
New Country 93.1 The Wolf, wake up with The Wolf Show. It's time to blow out some candles.
Because it's birthday time. What a day for celebrating. There'll be songs and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends and your relations. It's a time.
Well, happy birthday to you. If you're celebrating your birthday today, you share your birthday with Maria Menounos, who's 42. She does that little thing before the movies.
Mm-hmm.
If you can remember what it was like. What it was like going to the movies.
Yeah, what was that like?
By the way, since AMC may go out of business, you know, it's going to leave a monopoly on Major League Baseball to sell those Cokes for $17.
You're right.
Kanye West, having a birthday, 43, Conway, whatever his name is. Juliana Margulies is 54. Duran star Nick Rhodes is 58. And a great guy. I have ended up meeting him two or three times over the course of my career. And he has always been just the nicest cat ever. Keenan Ivory Wayans is 62. Bonnie Tyler, still having that total eclipse of the heart, 69. Uh-huh. Boz Skaggs, 76. And Nancy Sinatra, 80.
Oh, wow.
Local birthdays today. Hey, Sean Brooks and Don Porter, both of Burlington, happy birthday to you. Yay! And you can send your birthdays to us. Give us your birthdays. Go to the website at 931 Wolf Country and let us know. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
New Country, 93.1 The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie and Chase. It's Nimrod News time. And before we turned the mics on, Chase said, you better not disappoint on this one. And I said, oh, don't worry. I won't.
I'm holding you to a high standard right now.
Well, when we're finished with this, you'll want to give me some kind of a plaque.
Okay.
Whoa.
Just when you think every possible kind of crime has been committed, you turn up something like this. There's a 46-year-old guy named Nacho Vidal in Valencia, Spain.
Okay.
Nacho is a porn star who's appeared in more than 1,500 films.
That's a lot of films.
And he was just arrested after a year-long investigation into a fashion photographer's death.
Okay.
Whoa.
Man, I need that weird mystery music for this one. Listen to this. Of course, you're asking yourself, why did Nacho get arrested? Well, I'm glad you asked. You see, Nacho was moonlighting as a shaman and held a spiritual ritual for the guy that involved him, the guy who's participating in the ritual, smoking dehydrated venom from an endangered toad.
What?
See?
Wow.
The venom has psychedelic effects, but it can also cause an increased heart rate, increased blood pressure, and seizures.
Well, that's just about any drug.
Yeah.
The photographer died during the ritual.
Jeez.
Nacho's lawyer, by the way, says they believe the death was accidental. Oops.
Uh-oh.
Sorry, that toad venom might have been just a little strong. I didn't know.
Should have signed a waiver.
Anyway, we'll have to follow the case and see what happened to poor Nacho Vidal, the porn star slash shaman.
That is a very, you deserve a plaque for that. That's a lot of weaving and back and forth and just kind of weird stuff.
I told you, man, I nailed it today. Nailed it shut.
And now it's time for
Things you need to know.
Well, let's make your Monday a little bit better with five fun facts for your Monday. Starting out with origami. Dale, did you know, and Annie too, and everybody listening for that fact, origami was started in China not Japan. It made its way into Japan in the 6th century thanks to Buddhist monks.
Yeah, the monks were so bored. All they had to do was origami and martial arts. That was it, man.
And then the rest of the time, boredom. Sit.
Yeah, golly, what? I can't speak for 5 years? Holy smoke.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Did you know McDonald's second biggest market is? That won't take a guess.
Japan.
Somewhere in Europe, France.
You're right, France.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow, Dale, you do know everything.
Yeah.
No, I did. It's a total guess.
And obviously, America is number one.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know ceiling fans were invented in America in the 1860s and were powered by running water, a turbine, and belts before they become
that
electric?
That was one hot dude. Let's put it that way.
Think how ingenious that was to create a fan that cools your house, and you've rigged it up so that running water turns a wheel with a belt on it with another belt attached to the fan that spins the blades.
Correct.
Mind blown.
Yes.
That dude was tired of being hot. You, he was hot and bothered. Yeah.
Can you imagine going over to visit that guy and say, holy smoke, what's that?
I just want to sit here in my underwear and just let it all cool. That's it.
Lay naked under the ceiling fan. Perfect.
That's all I want. Did you know cashews are the only nut that you can't buy in a shell?
I never thought about that.
Reason why? The shells are toxic.
Ooh.
But still, cashews, delicious.
And expensive.
Babe. Yes, they are. And last but not least, this one's going to blow Dale's mind, I have a feeling. During the American Revolution, George Washington swore he'd never set foot on British soil. So, when a statue of him went up in London in 1921, the state of Virginia sent over some dirt and the statue was erected on top of it.
Oh my God. Talk about petty.
Talk about keeping your word.
Is George Washington in the American Revolution? I think he gets what he wants after that.
Exactly, mm-hmm. Yeah. This has been today's edition of
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things you need to know.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Top 10 things people will Google.
Okay. All right.
Think about what the last thing you Googled. And Chase, be careful about what you say here.
You're right. There's some sort of law that says I can't. Okay. Yeah. All right.
So, Annie, what do you find yourself Googling the most? What sort of information are you Googling?
I Google for a lot of synonyms. I like to try to expand my vocabulary. So if I'm thinking like the word good, I want to get the better version of that, not just, you know, something small. Sometimes I'd like to go a little further.
I love synonym rolls.
Okay. Delicious. The more cinnamon in the knee, the better.
Like, God, so, I hate these guys.
Yeah.
Here are the top 10 things people are Googling right now. Number 10, where certain cities are. You know, you're watching a movie and you'll hear things, and if you're not, you know, that schooled in geography, you're like, you know, they'll mention someplace like, you know, Jakarta, and you'll be like, Jakarta? Where is Jakarta?
Where is Jakarta? Yeah.
It's in Indonesia. It's a huge city on the coast of the Indian Ocean in Indonesia. But you hear places like that, and you're like, where is that? Mm-hmm. Especially if you're watching spy movies, because they're always in Prague or, you know,
yeah,
those kind of places, you know, and you're like, where the hell is that? You know, so people are Googling that. Plus, you're Googling places you might want to visit someday. Number 9, self-diagnosis for an ailment. Oh, God, WebMD.
That is not a good idea.
Not healthy, never. People. You'll be convinced you've got everything in the book. You got, I think I've got 6 weeks to live.
Mm-hmm.
Number 8, how to find discounts, voucher codes.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, well, especially when online shopping, man, I'll just happen to Google it. It never works. It never does.
And here's something that's surprising, the curiosity people have about certain things. People are curious about what other people make. And they're also curious about how old celebrities are.
Mm-hmm.
Number 7, most Google thing, how old a celebrity is.
Yes. Like, yep. Betty White. What is she, 120?
No.
99, right? She's 99?
No, I think she's like 98.
Oh, okay. All right. Number 6, a customer service phone number. Karen?
You're right.
Number 5, dates in history. Number 4, who starred in a particular film? You know, I saw that movie. Who was in that?
Mm-hmm. These are literally everything I've ever Googled here lately.
Right, exactly. Number 3, who sang a particular song? You know, when Shazam came out, that was a godsend for a lot of people. If you're not familiar with Shazam, you need to get that app, because I just hit a button and it listens to what you're listening to and tells you who sings the song. Number two, the latest news stories. Makes sense. And number one, by far, the most Google thing is, what are the opening and closing hours of a shop or business?
Yeah. Yep. I can see that.
Do you want, especially right now because of all the new and different hours people are keeping.
Do you want to see my recent search history? I'll tell you the last three. Ready?
No.
Ready? No, listen, I want to hear it. I want to know.
Mermaid pool float. Smelly glue. Old rubber glue.
Why? No, don't even answer that. Please don't.
Oh, and National Hurricane Center. That's on there too. Got to be up to date on that.
figured that had to be on there. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dale O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. How much time are you spending on gadgets these days?
Oh, that is literally our job, isn't it?
I know. Yeah, pretty much. And now that phones track your screen time for you, do you ever look at that and go, are you kidding me? I was on that screen that much?
That makes me wonder, while we're doing this, I'm going to look up mine real quick. But continue, Dale.
Here are the latest stats on screen time. The average person spends 4.5 hours per day just on the TV.
Okay.
5 hours on a laptop, 3 hours, 12 minutes on gaming devices, and 4 hours and 33 minutes on smartphones.
Okay.
That is a lot of time with your face in a screen.
I happen to look, iPhone on mine breaks it up in social networking, creativity, and productivity. The most used, and I think this is probably because when we record our shows in the morning and we go live, we're on FaceTime.
Yeah.
So it says that I've been in the Messenger app for 4 hours and 26 minutes average. So I'm going to count probably being this FaceTime. But Facebook, 3 hours and 19 minutes average. That's a lot.
I added it up for the year, and that makes the number even scarier. 6,259 hours a year are spent in total looking at gadgets, phones, laptops, all that kind of stuff. This equates to, are you ready for this? 382,652 hours over the course of a 60-year-old's life. By the time you're 60, you've done 382,652 hours with your eyes glued to a screen.
It's going to be more as time goes by. I mean, that number is going to keep rising. But I believe, this is just me, that the technology world has reached its peak right now. We're kind of at that plateau.
Well, yeah, you know,
it's going to have to get like crazy or holographic or something for it to really advance any further.
You know why? Because we've slowed down on re-engineering and reverse engineering those UFOs that we have in those buildings out in New Mexico.
You're right. You're exactly right.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Got to go. Coming next, Clay J.D. Walker.
Who is that?
Yeah. Well, coming tomorrow, we're going to be talking about the top country songs of the year so far. Middle of the year, country music business taking a beat to take a look at the charts and see what's on the top so far. We'll have the number one for you. You can pop up your suggestions. That's tomorrow on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Meantime, this Lippy's gone dongzilla. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.